Yeah, man, your leg looks mad skinny.
I mean,
oh, it does.
Probably not as skinny as yours, but.
Oh, damn.
Like, even with the cast on, I think.
Peniel's like, even my frail little leg with no muscle is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's true.
No, literally. Oh, you weren't here when Eric came on last time, right?
That's
why. Okay,
it's the first time. Please.
No.
Listen, bro.
Literally, Ashley looked at his legs and he was like, your legs are goals.
Peniel goes, for girls.
Like, for girls.
What is up, everybody?
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to our show where we get real with our thoughts on all things concerning life. We are your hosts, Junie.
And Peniel of B2B.
And before we…
Ashley's not here.
And before we…
Because she has COVID.
And before we introduce our very special guest today, make sure to review and follow our podcast on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. 5 stars only.
Yeah. We're f***ed. Ashley usually leads everything.
I know. I feel weird. We have Eric Nam in the building. Make some noise.
It's okay. Eric's going to lead for us.
Eric, please lead for us today.
The guest is going
to
lead
for us. Bro, I'm not here to lead anything. I'm literally here to just be led. Also, that dog is… that.
Oh, he's chewing the eye out. He's
Leo,
going for
please.
The eye.
Leo, please, man. We're on camera.
Junie's dog is here.
It's not my dog, but
here.
It's sitting next
and
to
it
me.
Is just
it's
tearing Junie. Apart the other dog. Our little golden retriever mascot.
That's not what I taught you, Leo.
Well…
I don't know what you do
what
at home
you taught
that
him,
it's picking up these habits.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What did… Peniel, what… The what? First thing that Leo did as soon as he got put down on this couch was run over to this dog and start immediately humping this other dog.
What are you doing at home, man?
He didn't get it from his dad. Okay? He didn't get it from his dad.
Okay.
But,
you sure?
Eric,
yeah.
Thank you for coming back on.
Thanks, of course.
Yeah. When was your last time on the show?
I think September.
September?
Yeah. And I was like, I've never done a show with Junie.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I think I'm in town. So be cool.
Oh my God.
And then… Ashley was like, hey, I'm not going to come because I hate you. And so she's not here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually.
Pretty much what
like,
happened.
Literally. That's, she's like, I'm avoiding you.
Yeah, she was like, oh wait, Eric's going to be the guest?
Cancel.
Nope.
Never mind. I'll take a pass. Oh.
I can't come. Anyways, all no. Right.
Yeah.
Ashley,
wait, you, last
we hope
time,
you feel better.
Last time you came on, you didn't finish your tour yet. You're done now.
Yes.
How was that?
I'm so happy to be done.
Yeah.
I love touring. I love…
You're happy to be done?
Yeah, dude.
You didn't like being in front of your fans?
No, I love being in front of my fans. But bro, you have to understand. I've been on the road since January. It is
dang.
Pretty much January. I've been on the road since… For like a year.
Yeah.
So…
I would be happy to be done.
I just need some time at home. Yeah. Just like chill out.
Yeah. And we were able to see the…
Yeah,
you know,
yo, thank you for coming. Thank you.
It was great.
I didn't
thank
expect
you.
To see like Dua Lipa action going on.
Yeah. His hips like, don't lie.
I was like, whoa. What in the Dua Lipa is going on in here? He was doing…
And Peniel made some… he made some big shout outs during the show. Did you listen? Yeah. Did you hear it too?
I did not hear it.
Oh, no. Okay, so your bass or your guitarist's name is Ryan?
Yeah.
So then they're… Like the fans were like, Ryan, Ryan. But I thought they were calling Brian.
Yeah.
And he was sitting right behind me. So I was like, he's up here.
Everyone just laughed. The whole venue was like laughing and stuff.
Well,
thanks for coming, y'alls.
Yeah, man.
Did you hear my whole yeah?
I'm so glad I didn't hear anything
from
you.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to hear that. But
when you were like… Second floor, like, make some noise. Everyone was like, and I was like, that's boring. Oh, yeah.
Very on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, okay. It's almost 2023.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Wait, it is Happy it wait, when does this release? Is it in 2023?
Is this the first episode of 2023? Or is this
Happy
the last
New
episode?
Year!
Okay, Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year, guys.
What did you guys do? I don't think they're sure if this is the first show. They're kind of…
This is the first episode.
This is the first episode?
Right, Leo? Yeah, he said yeah.
Oh my God, stop. It's okay. No, that's
Leo.
Not…
Leo!
What are you
as long as you're not humping. What's your New Year's resolution?
Dude, I don't do New Year's resolution.
Really?
I can't speak. Do you do New Year's resolution?
New Year's Revolution!
New Year's Revolution! I don't do resolutions.
You don't set any goals?
No.
Wow.
I don't want to set myself up for failure.
Yeah,
from
dude.
Like the very first day of the year.
And New Year's resolution. Start the ones from 3 years ago.
Yeah, like I don't need resolutions to tour and make stuff. So I just, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's Eric Nam, bro.
He's Eric Nam.
Yeah. Exactly. What about you? Do you guys do resolutions?
Not really.
I do a little bit. I mean, like, I try just the little things. My posture. Keep my posture. Well,
okay.
Like what you're doing before
bro,
our show.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my posture.
Right. He was looking at his phone really weird.
I was like this.
No, dude. I was watching a show and I was like, dude,
really
he's got
bad
a fucked up neck. Yeah. I was like, yo, he needs to fix that. Like,
I don't know how.
What do you call that in English?
I don't know.
Bad posture.
In Korean, it's like kabungo or whatever, you know? But
where like my head is like very much forward from like my shoulders and I don't know how to fix it.
Like, he looks like he's confused all the time.
Like, what? Do this. You go like this.
Yeah.
You keep your chest out like that.
Uh-huh.
And then you just pull back just your neck until you feel a stretch here.
I don't feel anything.
Oh. Like hold your chest.
Yeah.
Hold your chest and then
lift your neck. And then you do like a left side and then a right side. Yeah. Just do that every day.
Okay.
Yeah. Or just go to like a chiropractor.
Dude, chiropractors scare me.
Yeah. What? I heard…
Dude.
Did you hear about the person who like…
Died?
No. No, Eric.
I thought that's what you were going to say too.
This person was really popular, like a really famous chiropractor. And then he did something wrong to his client. And then her like whole body just…
Paralyzed?
I don't want to do that. I'm not doing that.
It was on the news and stuff.
Not doing it.
Like in Korea? Dude,
no, it was in the States.
Whenever they're like, don't worry. Just breathe in. Breathe out.
They're like, relax.
horrible.
And it's like, okay, other side. I'm like, hold on. Oh, shoot.
And they're always like, it's safe. That stuff is not safe.
That's not safe.
Sorry. I apologize to the global chiropractic unions of the world. It just scares the crap out of me.
Oh, the English term is tech neck.
Yes, I have horrible
tech neck. Because of all the technology.
Yeah. I'm always like this. Yeah.
He was like hitting all these high notes, but then his neck's all the way out here. I was like,
I think that's a secret. Maybe
that's
maybe
a secret.
Or it might even go higher if he fixes it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But yeah, so posture is your resolution. What else do you do?
Try to be a good father for Leo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Wait, whoa. I was like, hold on.
Junior has a secret child.
Yeah, I have a secret child.
His name's Leo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've never felt so responsible ever in my 26 years of living.
You had a dog.
I did.
Sorry. Don't cry.
It's okay.
He's crying.
That's it.
Penny's fine.
Penny's fine. She's in America now.
Mm.
So wet.
Oh my God. Leo, where are you going?
No, you're not going there.
Leo, oh my God.
What are you doing at home,
this
Junie?
This is the worst.
Some disgusting.
Where
this
is he
the
picking worst this stuff
from a
up from?
That's not me.
This is the most perverted little puppy I've ever seen.
Someone get him off. Someone get him off the camera, man.
Oh my God. What a savage.
I was going to say, Eric, please stop it. Leo, please. All right. Well,
he's going back for it. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
He wants
is this going to be the whole show? We just like watch Leo do weird things to the animal?
He wants
I love
second,
that he only looked up when you said Leo.
Dinner. Yeah. Leo? I mean, and dessert.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, fine. Anyways.
Yeah.
What
resolution.
Were we talking about?
Resolutions.
Posture, be a good dad to Leo.
Yeah, am I the only one
that does resolutions?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, like…
Do you do resolutions?
It's like Come cliche on. Ones like… Oh, like be more expressive. Like whatever.
Wait, what? That's a resolution?
That. Yeah, because I'm a T.
It's a robot.
What
dude.
Does that mean?
He's a robot.
Like
he has
MBTI
no
shit.
Like feelings.
What does T stand for? Technology?
It's like thinker.
Oh.
And then F is like feeler. Or whatever. Like
he's like Hyunjoo Jogin.
Okay.
He's a realist.
Oh, so your resolution is to be more emotional? Or expressive is what you said.
I guess.
Yeah.
But…
Or like…
I've never really… followed through with that. So…
I've never really followed through with that.
Yeah.
Ever.
So…
Do you have anything coming up for the new year?
No.
2023? No? Alright, moving on. Neil?
I guess I have one resolution. Just be… consistent with like rehab, I guess. For my…
Right. Yeah man, your leg looks mad skinny.
I mean…
Oh, it does.
Probably not as skinny as yours, but…
Oh, damn.
Like, even with the cast on, I think.
Cornelia's like, even my frail little leg with no muscle is bigger than yours.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's true.
No, literally. Oh, you weren't here when Eric came on last time, right?
No, that's why.
Oh,
okay, it's the first time. Please. No. Listen, bro.
Literally, Ashley looked at his legs and he was like, your legs are goals.
Cornelia goes, for girls.
Like, for girls.
Like, is there a certain routine you go through to keep that consistent?
Yeah, it's called not exercising.
Oh.
It's very good.
Yeah, it's called…
It's just good for
sitting
you,
all know. Day.
Sitting all day.
Just drinking whiskey.
Yeah.
Are you a whiskey drinker?
I like whiskey and tequila. Yeah.
It's not a very good mix.
I mean, you don't have to drink them together. Yeah. But I've been on a lot more tequila lately.
Oh.
Really? I honestly think they taste similar.
Mm. You don't drink…
I don't know, but when I like try drinking, I'm like, these.
Are you actually allergic or you just don't like it?
I never said I was allergic.
You just don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm allergic. You're allergic?
Oh,
I'm allergic.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not allergic. I just don't like it.
You just like, I don't
I think it tastes like shit.
But during my college years, I think even though I was allergic, I just like pushed myself to drink.
Uh-huh.
So I had to fight through the allergy.
But what happens? Like,
I don't think
your allergy?
You're allergic. So can you fight through allergy?
No, it's like it's not that severe. I don't die from it, but like if I have like a couple sips of beer, I get like red, like super red, and then I start like my heart beats a lot, and I get really dizzy, and I get really tired.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm allergic.
Isn't that just?
I have all those same symptoms.
But that's not that why you're supposed to drink. You're supposed to drink to like feel a buzz, right? I don't feel a buzz. I'm in pain when I'm.
That's because you didn't drink enough.
He's just weak.
You
that's
weirdos.
Why. It just goes past the buzz stage.
No, but that's… I can have… When I first started drinking, I was like that. Mm. And then I was like, oh. I started to gain a little bit of tolerance.
Oh.
And then I realized that…
You were like, oh, I like the pain.
I like the pain.
I like this.
No, for me, it's… I get… You know, people get hangovers.
Yeah.
My hangover is like the night of. So I have like a limit. I have like a… I say I have like a 5-hour limit.
Oh.
I can be out.
I know what that is.
And then as soon as it's like five… It's like unbearable headache.
Oh yeah, spins, no, me too.
I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
So the next morning I wake up and I'm completely fine. Like I'm… Oh, unless I'm like completely like blackout.
Yeah.
Which I have maybe never done in my life.
Yeah, I've never blacked out before.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't drink at all.
I don't drink. Maybe I just have to… You know… Increase my tolerance.
But also, if you don't want to drink, you don't have to drink.
Yeah. Such a good influence, Aaron.
You know? Yeah. You don't have to drink, Peniel. Right?
Huh? I don't know. That's not what it seemed like last night.
What'd you do last night?
I don't know. You were like, yeah, you don't have to drink this, buddy. Oh, but yeah. No, I mean, because like when I've tried drinking before, I've never gotten like to the point where I was drunk.
Mm.
But…
So you've never been drunk in your life?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I've gotten like… Tipsy?
Okay.
But not like drunk. But then like… Even then like… maybe like an hour or two into like drinking… I'll get headaches. Like I'll start like getting the hangover like an hour into…
Yeah.
The drinking. But maybe that's because like… My liver's like super healthy because I don't drink maybe.
I have no idea.
So it's
no,
just but if filtering
you,
the shit out.
I've heard if you get red and stuff like that… That means your liver is really weak.
Yeah. Okay. Weak liver. Well then maybe I have a weak liver.
Yeah. Very
know.
Weak liver.
Yeah.
I turned… In college people used to call me like the flying tomato.
Nice.
So I'd just be like really red and like running around like really hyper. So yeah. I'm really proud of that. Thanks
nice.
Guys.
Flying tomato.
Yeah.
From Boston.
Yeah. Pretty
okay,
much.
Nice. I don't know. Yeah.
Cool.
I think like one shot of like soju like I'll turn red too.
Oh yeah.
Do you want to try
I
it?
I can't stand soju.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean I don't have to drive.
I never tried.
So that's not a no.
I never tried the one one soju.
I haven't
tried,
tried
that
it either.
I heard it's really good though. It's not like the other sojus.
I heard it's like. Wait, did I try it? Maybe I did try it.
You probably did.
Just don't
no,
remember.
I don't. No, I have. I've never tried it.
Oh really?
Actually, but I heard it's sweeter.
Ah,
oh, I heard it's like
oh,
a little sweeter.
I heard recently that so like if you look at the bottle of soju, there's it's like F1, F2, and F3. So F1 is like it's going to be a little bit sweeter.
Mm.
And I think F2 is like the most bitter. And then F3 is like in between.
Got so then, it.
You know when like some people are like… Oh when they're like… Suri dane or something.
That's just
like
for one soju in particular?
Oh no, for soju. Just soju.
Oh really?
Yeah then it's probably like the F1. But I don't know if this is true or not. I just saw it on Instagram.
Great. Just great, great source.
Throwing it out there. But it might be.
Thank you everybody for the very real, very informative news from our anchor. Yeah.
So try it out.
Yeah, try it out. F1, F2, F3.
Try to look at the thing. Yeah. It'll say like F1 and F2 somewhere on the bottle. See if one is sweet or not.
These are the things
2023.
Yeah.
I'm excited for your debut as… can we talk about
that? About what? Oh yeah.
I'm scared.
Oh,
we talked about it. I wasn't here.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, I'm
excited
for that.
You don't look at the episodes either. It's okay. I don't either.
Thank you.
Yeah, 2023. What do I have? Yeah, the movie should come out sometime. I don't know when.
You don't know when yet?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know the exact.
Yeah,
are they in the Pyeongjip Jungs?
Yeah, I still have to go back this week. I go back and we have to finish up like audio.
Right.
So like anything that while we were shooting, if it didn't work out, we have to like.
You have to re-record it.
I always wondered about that. Like, how do you make it sound so natural? Then, like,
I don't know. I'll tell you when I figure it out.
That lip sync has to be on point.
I know.
I guess.
I mean,
maybe like they'll do different angles so you can't see the…
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I'm ready to go. I'm going to do that. I'm working on a new album. I think end of 22. I have like 10 days at home in Atlanta.
Okay.
But I don't know if this is actually a break or not. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I'm with family, it's not actually a break.
It's not a break.
It's not a break, right? Is it a break for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Why not? I mean, I'm not doing anything. It's a break, right?
Well, there's just always something to do when you're with your family. You just gotta do a lot.
It's more like there's always something to do. I know my parents want to take me golfing every day. And I'm like…
Oh, like that's… Okay, yeah.
And then they're like, okay, let's go to church. And we want you to sing at church.
Yeah, relatives. Oh,
I want you to say hi to everyone.
Yeah. And then… All these things that I'm just like, I love you guys, but I actually want to be alone. Just leave me alone.
Oh, yeah, I get that sometimes. Like,
yeah, we get that.
You want to just like be at home, just eat, but then they're like, oh, we have to go say hi to us. Who?
Yeah, this
person. I'm just like,
yeah. It's also like there's so much chanzuri from my mom in particular. I'm sorry, mom. She's not watching this, is she?
I don't know.
Probably not. There's no way she's watching this. There's so much chansori. Oh my god. I love you.
I mean, yeah, but I feel like what mom doesn't.
Yeah. Like, it's a mom thing.
So but anyways,
I mean, it does get stressful though, chansori.
Yeah. But that's why I was like, I guess I have time off, but like…
What's the number one chansori that she does? She says to you.
What's the number one chansori? It's probably like…
You too skinny?
No, it's like…
Like, fix your neck.
That is one fix your neck. And also like read the Bible.
Oh, right.
Like I'm like, okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. Which all things are like, oh yeah, I know it's true. Like I got it, but I'm like… How about you guys?
But once they say read the Bible, like you want to read it even less.
I know. This is what I was telling her. I was like, you telling me to do this makes me not want to do it. She's like, that makes no sense. Like it makes complete sense.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, yeah, for me too. I think it's more like eating habit.
Yeah, that's like number one.
Yeah.
Eating habit.
Because when I go to America… Because I eat pretty healthy in Korea.
Yeah.
Like I'm not like super, super like healthy. But like recently I started again eating healthy. So like for breakfast I'll just have like a sandwich. Scrambled eggs, banana. And like some fruit. Some variety of fruit. And then lunch I'll have a salad. And then dinner I'll have like… I make fried rice with some type of protein.
Mm.
It could be like beef.
You eat well, bro.
Pork, like whatever.
He's just living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's B2B.
I'll just make like fried rice. Put like an egg in there too. And then it's like a nice like protein like… And it's like a hyeonmibap. I don't know what that is in…
It's like whole grain
whole
rice.
Grain wild rice.
Yeah, like
rice.
Whole grain rice.
Stuff.
I'll like do that.
But so in America, you're eating what?
Yeah, but then I go to America, I want to eat like fast food, you know?
Of course,
like
why
Chipotle,
not?
Chipotle, Panda.
Dude,
like, you know?
I don't know why Chipotle isn't in Korea.
I don't know.
I don't know
Chipotle
either.
Out here.
When did your mom move to Canada?
When I was four. So how old was she? She was like in her like late 30s, 40.
Oh, that's still pretty early.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I think what I realize is with parents that immigrate to the States… they are stuck in whatever year they left.
Yeah.
So my mom is like still stuck in like 86 or 85 or something. So she's like, anytime she visits Korea, she's like, "저기요, 아가씨." I'm like, "Nobody talks like that, mom." She's like, "그럼 뭐라고 해?" I don't know. You don't call some person 아가씨.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cute though. That's cute, yeah, man.
But I mean, isn't it kind of like the same for you guys too? Like, America is kind of like stuck when you came to Korea.
It's only been like three, four years for me.
Oh, okay.
Not for me. I think because…
I mean, you went back recently.
Even when I was living here like full time, I would still go back a lot for different events.
Oh, okay.
And so, events, and then I'm always listening to like podcasts. So I felt like I always knew what's happening.
Yeah.
But if you're not like totally, you can feel stuck.
Yeah, no, like time. For me… I keep forgetting that like America has like delivery now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Food delivery and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I was so
when
surprised.
When I came to Korea, they didn't have it.
Yeah.
I was watching like a… It was like one of the clips. And one of the clips, you're like… Korea has McDonald's delivery. And I was
like… Yeah, dude.
Oh, wait. America has that now too.
Well, like, now they do. Yeah, now they do.
Yeah,
but like,
they got everything
first,
now.
When I first came to Korea, I was like… Holy I was like, this cannot go to America. But it happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, but I'm kind of like still stuck. Because I'll go like maybe like once a year, twice a year. Mm. And I'll be like, oh, whoa, okay.
I've always had this thing. Recently, like because of the World Cup as well. I was like… Because Canada finally made it to the World Cup. They've never been able to participate in the World Cup.
Really?
Oh, yeah, okay. I think it was the first time.
Go Canada.
Canada,
obviously, I was rooting for Canada, but I was rooting for South Korea a little bit more.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But like, I always wondered if I ever have kids, would I want them to cheer for… Because I'm Canadian. Right. Right?
And if… Wait. Before that, do you want kids?
Well, eventually, yeah. No.
Yeah. Do you want kids?
I'm back and forth on this all the time.
Yeah, me too. Cause originally, I was like, when I was in like high school, I was like, I want to get married at like 25, have like two kids, like, go around. And then I came to Korea and I signed my contract at 20, and I was like, okay, well, say goodbye to 25. And then, you know, like my sister has two kids,
right?
And I was with them when they were like 4 and 2 or something like that. You know, it's like that's when they like start like learning that they get attention when they cry and stuff.
Mm.
And they're like well behaved for like their age too.
Yeah. Mm.
But then like even them like it was like so much crying and stuff. I was like, I don't know if I want kids anymore. Yeah. Like I was like, I don't know if I could deal with this.
But it might be different if it's your kid.
I mean, that's what they say. But yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, I'm getting a feel of that because I'm raising Leo. It's like, obviously it's very different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm getting like a gist of what it's like to be a parent.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's like a little like…
Yeah. I mean, if he it's on my bed, I'm not going to like hate him. I'm just going to be like, it's okay. Yeah. Right?
I feel like it's like one of those 30-day free trials for a kid.
Yeah. Except a dog is like 18 years, not 30 days.
Yeah. But what I was talking about was if I ever have kids, would I want them to cheer for South Korea or Canada?
Right.
Yeah. It'd be a very mixed feeling for me.
I think I would want them to cheer for Korea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just something about it, huh?
No, like you said, you're cheering for Korea a little more.
I don't know why.
But then you're like, hey, no. I'm going to cheer for Korea. You cheer for Canada.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think it's an identity thing. Like I feel like even though we're American, it's always like… You're Korean American.
Yeah.
Korean Canadian.
Yeah. Something about that.
And it has a lot more with your I guess the
blood.
Your blood and your ethnicity more than just like the geopolitical nature of whatever land you were born on, I guess.
I can't even imagine what it's gonna be like in the future.
Everybody's gonna be beige. Everybody's gonna be some color of this couch or that couch.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
All mixed.
What do you guys think of like trends for the next year?
Trends for the next year?
Yeah.
AI.
Dude, I don't even know what trended like this year, bro.
Everything's so quick, man.
What trended this year?
What trended this year?
New jeans.
New jeans. Elon Musk. Twitter.
Shorts.
AI.
YouTube shorts trended. I heard it actually like beat TikTok. Instagram.
Really?
Oh, what? Someone told me that.
But dude, shorts, different level. Yeah, I agree. Because you're just… If I go on that thing, I'm on it. Like, it's scary. You're in a loophole.
I try not to go on it.
Yeah. Don't ever go on it before you go to bed or when you wake up. It's the worst thing you can do.
I just don't. I'm barely on TikTok. No, people are like, why don't you post on TikTok?
Do
you post on TikTok?
Junie doesn't have self-control.
For like promotional stuff. What about fashion trends?
But, yo, I heard… Who is it that told me this? But I heard like what we wore in high school is trending again. Like I heard it's coming back. Like skinny jeans and like… Wait, wasn't it Harry?
Harry said that?
Didn't PH1 say that?
Oh, but like yeah, a lot of rappers are wearing like a lot of skinny stuff.
Really?
With like winter… Like really thick winter jackets.
Yeah, like the old like North Face. The puffy jacket.
Yeah, like moose knuckles.
Wait, was it Harry that said
I think it was Harry, yeah. He was talking about fashion. Yeah, I think so.
Someone said that like our like high school like… But we weren't like high
school. I've seen like a lot of stuff from like the 2000s, even 90s, like slowly come back.
But dude, high schoolers wear like expensive stuff now. Like what we used to think was like expensive.
Like Abercrombie.
Like I thought Diamond Supply was expensive when I was in high school.
I don't even know what Diamond Supply is.
It's like a skateboard. It's like
company.
A skate thing. Okay. It's like the hype, right? Like the hundreds.
Okay.
I don't know. You know? I wore like preppy clothes. I wore like Abercrombie and Fitch.
Like polo?
And like… Not Ralph like Lauren. Polo, but like…
Gap.
Abercrombie Lauren. And Fitch. Like American
Fitch.
Eagle.
Yeah.
Like
we had that
Hollister.
Too.
Yeah. I won't say who, but there was a reason for me to buy some gifts for some kids who are in high school recently. And I was like, what are they wearing?
Your secret kids?
My secret kids. It's like $300-$400 hoodies. And I was like… Are you kidding me?
From where?
Dude, he's wearing a Mindset hoodie.
Yeah, this is the most economical, really affordable, high-quality hoodie you can get.
Yeah.
But it's wild. Like,
what hoodie did you get them?
Yeah.
That's like $300.
But this is a lot.
It's just…
A lot of designers.
I won't say what brand it was, but it was a brand. And it wasn't even like designer. Mm. But it was like up-and-coming designer. And I was like, what? And like, and then some of these kids are wearing things that I wear on stage. Like,
yeah.
Things that I'm
wearing…
To like
yeah.
stand out on stage. It's like their everyday fashion. Like damn.
I remember in high school like street… Like shoes were like the biggest hustle you can do. I've heard. And did you guys hear about Be Real?
Yeah. I'm on it. You on it?
Are you? Wait. I'm not.
Do I want people to know that I'm on it? I'm on it.
Be Real.
Right? I had no idea
like
what Be Real was.
It sounds like a spin-off of Get Real. Like fake Get Real.
Oh shit. Calm down.
Is that? No, I'm just kidding. What's Be Real?
No, when I was on tour, everyone was like, Junie, can you be on my B-Reel? I'm like, what's B-Reel? Yeah. And then so it's like this thing where you take a picture of yourself and what you're looking at. Can you show us?
Yeah.
Because you're obviously on B-Reel.
Real. Okay.
I don't get it. Am I just not
up
to date anymore?
I heard of this. It's literally like… It's like front and back camera at the same time, right?
Yeah. But then the timing's really weird. So you're just trying to take a selfie, but you're like that. You come out weird.
Are you sure you just don't know how to use it?
I just don't know how to use it. Yeah.
I was like…
I don't understand. I don't… I guess it's cool, but also like why?
So what is
That's
it?
That's all I have to say.
Is it like Snapchat?
So you'll get a notification at some random time. It says you have 2 minutes to post a Be Real.
Of what you're
doing. So it's just… So like a lot of people… A lot of my friends are just like on a toilet.
Oh my god.
And
no, yeah. Wait.
Oh, no likes, no comments.
No, you can. Okay, you can comment.
Oh,
you can? Okay.
Your friends or anyone.
Wait. So you can't post whenever you want?
You can. But it's like… The thinking is…
Oh, post whenever it tells you to?
Yeah. But if you don't do it, it's because you're not being real and you're like trying to hide something.
Oh, and so like, they just want you to get real.
Yeah, they want you to
so
get
it
real.
So it is a get it real.
It is get really, yo,
I bet you. Honestly, they should sponsor this show.
Yeah.
I know.
Sponsored by Be Real. That's awesome.
Get Real sponsored by Be Real.
We should sue them for… No, I'm just kidding.
We should just say that it should happen. But yeah. Or like a collab. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
BX Get Real.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah.
That's… I mean, that's kind of a trend.
Okay,
what else… AI. Have you guys tried AI stuff yet?
Not yet.
Oh, like the pictures or whatever?
Oh, dude. The artwork
Not even
is
the,
crazy.
The artwork is crazy. Also, the typing stuff is insane.
What is that?
What is that?
You can literally give it any prompt and it will give you an answer and like well-written essays, or it will do your homework for you.
Oh, I've heard about this.
It's crazy.
I've heard about this.
How do you not know if you used it or not on like a high school essay or like a college essay?
You can't know.
That's why it's crazy. I heard about it. I saw it on Instagram.
How does that work then?
Instagram and Twitter are my only source of news.
Are you? Hold on.
That's insane.
Yeah. So, you should try this at some point.
Okay.
I tried this like the other day where I just put in, write me an Eric Nam song. And it was the funniest thing because pretty much what it's doing is taking all of the stuff on the internet about who you are or whatever, and it's making a song based on what it is. So it had like this full page of all these rhymes. It's like, you know, I love you, but I blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, it's like, yeah, but I'm going to die alone forever. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, I'm going to be forever alone. I was like, actually, I do say that a lot. But I just thought it was really funny.
That's crazy though, that we're able to do that.
It's really wild.
Oh my gosh.
So…
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. AI is going to take over.
I'm scared. Aren't you scared of that? I'm scared. I'm terrified.
Absolutely. It's going to be like that movie. What's it called? iRobot.
iRobot? Like,
yeah. I think the scary part is like for people who are… Like imagine all those painters who are now like out of jobs.
Yeah.
Because…
Illustrators.
They like AI will do it.
Even music, dude. I swear to God. Like it's going to be… There's going to be a point where you can just make a song.
Yeah. It's going to say, make me a song. It's the crazy. Even on this chat thing, you could be like, write me a story about like Little Red Riding Hood getting cookies from the state fair. And it'll write you like, once upon a time, Little Red Riding Hood, who was this little girl who lived…
Wait,
in
yo,
the
stop. Like,
yo, books
guys,
are
stop
about
it.
To be like…
It's that's crazy. Not- and then you go, but then make it so that she gets mugged in the middle or something. And then it makes the automatic changes. Oh, it's crazy.
Yo, authors are about to have a blast with this.
Everyone, yes. Dude, everyone is going to be… Oh my God. Dang, the world's going to change.
That's my trend prediction.
High school essays are about to be easy.
I'm scared.
Yeah, a lot of things about to get…
There should be no more essays in high school.
I don't know how they're going to… Now it's going to go back to… Everybody, this will be a handwritten essay in class timed for an hour.
Oh yeah. That'd be fun. I might go back to that.
Do you remember… Did y'all have to do that?
Yeah, I did that.
Did y'all have to do that?
Yeah.
Dude.
I did that for my final.
I think we only did it in like… Like
my
when
final
we
exam.
First started learning how to write essays, they didn't like time us, but
dude,
we had to like write it like…
We had like 2 hours to do it.
I still remember having to like sit there, know all my facts about American history and write for 2 hours. Even like the SAT, like did you take the SAT?
No, Canadians do SAT? Provincials,
no,
so it's different.
I did ACT.
Yo, freaking… Oh my God. I had to like… They like do the writing portion. It's like write about like… The values of blah, 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 blah. And you just have to freaking write.
Oh my God.
So stressful. For no reason.
I don't remember the last time I wrote like a full essay. Like,
when's the last time you actually wrote something?
Can I suggest that this next Get Real episode is Peniel writing an essay?
Right? Oh my God.
Why don't you write the script for us?
Dude, that might blow up. It'll be the trending thing.
Peniel essay.
Trending essay. 2023.
Peniel writes an essay.
Yeah. What about sports later? I feel like even athletes, if we go really extreme, like athletes will be replaced by robots and we'll like… It'll be like that show, you know, like the robots you make and then they fight each other.
Oh.
What was that show called?
Huh?
It's like these dudes create like these robots.
Dueling robots.
Fighting robots. It was
a show.
The one
with Hugh Jackman?
No. That's a movie.
Oh,
it was
it's
a
an
real
actual
show.
Show?
It's
oh,
an actual show.
The one with like… It has like…
Yeah,
the
yeah,
claws
yeah.
And
they fight each other. What was that called?
Bay… No.
Yeah,
robot,
that stuff. That
robot
stuff,
Wars.
That stuff.
Robot Wars.
There's just like another thing. It's like you like pull this thing and it like spins.
Oh, that's Beyblade.
Oh, that's Beyblade. That's a toy.
God. There's… Robot
like
combat. I love
like
that our
anime.
Producer
oh,
is literally…
No. I heard Beyblades are like…
Coming back?
Yeah, like in between like kids…
That's the wave?
Yeah.
No way.
Because when I went back, like my cousin… Or not my cousin. My nephews were like talking about Beyblades and stuff. And I was like, how do you guys know what Beyblades are? I was like, what?
Dude, I'm sure it looks different now.
Isn't it crazy Pokemon is still massive?
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Pokemon is still massive.
Even the card itself, like the trading cards are still
big. Dude,
they're worth like… What's the…
Oh my God,
the Pokemon like illustrated thing? It's worth like $5 million or something.
Why is it getting you triggered? Are you into Pokemon? Or
no, he's probably like…
Because he towards
like, I threw away all of my Pokemon cards.
Do you have like a mad crazy
collection?
Let
me tell you a story.
All right, go for it.
I had the first edition 1998 Charizard.
Oh,
was it in my, which is like worth, I don't even know how much that's worth. Can you Google that? How much is the first edition?
Was it holographic?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Was it shadowless?
I don't know.
Oh, what'd you do to it?
So, this is literally, this was in my first, this is going to make me cry talking about it. This was in my first Pokemon pack. That's, okay, that's a fake one.
What the hell? It's like $19.
No, look it up on fake.
It's like worth so much money, guys.
Yeah, first edition, holographic.
$19.96. Whatever edition. It was in the first pack of Pokemon cards I ever got.
And you just got that?
Yeah.
You lucked out.
I got so lucky.
You used like all of your luck there.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh my God.
Let us know.
So this is it. I'm in elementary school. I don't know anything. Look, that sold for $500,000.
$500,000?
That's insane. First edition. That's what I had.
Oh, it's Pawn Stars.
Oh my God.
Wait, 1990 what?
Six.
Oh, it was on Pawn Stars. Maybe that's yours.
It might be.
Yeah.
Dude, so I get this Pokemon card.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to literally beg my mom so much to get me this pack of Pokemon cards. Yeah. And we had to wait in line. It's like this entire process. And we can only afford like one pack. Mm. Oh my God. I get…
Charizard.
Oh my
God. Holographic Charizard.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And I don't know anything about these cards. All I know is that everybody has them at school. And I want one. And like… immigrant parents are like… buying me my first pack of Pokemon cards. It's a big deal. Now… everybody at school is trading these things.
Yeah.
They're trading like some shiny card for another shiny card. And getting two for three for whatever. Yeah. And I was like… cool. Yeah. I want to trade my cards.
Oh no.
So this kid… Eddie's friend walks over and is like… I'll give you like… three shiny cards for one shiny card.
Dude.
And I'm like… that sounds like a really good deal.
Oh, he hustled you.
Because I don't know
anything. How old were you guys?
What Pokemon did he give you?
The lamest Pokemon. I don't even care.
Dude, you got hustled by like what? What, fourth grader?
Probably like a fourth… No, like I was in probably like… third or fourth grade.
And?
He was probably like first grade.
Oh my God. He got hustled by a younger kid.
But you know why? You know why? It's because… Eddie and he were like best friends.
Oh.
And he had like all the cards. So he was like… dude, I have so many. Like it's all good. Don't worry about it. I was like… this kid is rich. Dude. Like this kid's rich. And I just need more cards… to like trade for more cards. Right?
Yeah.
And when you're like… because so if I was in like… what? I was probably like third grade. How old are you in third grade? Like 9?
Something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. And I was like this…
10?
Young 10. 10. I don't even know. Some young naive kid. And he f***ed up my Charizard!
I wonder where he is now. He's probably laughing at that. I made so much money.
Cased up waiting for the price to just go up.
Literally just… it just triggers me thinking
about
it.
That's insane, dude.
Do you see my ears getting red? It's because I'm so like… I can't believe.
We never had a Pokemon
thing. But that's also your fault.
I didn't know!
How did you not know in
third
grade that Charizard…
But dude, it's Charizard. Like,
it's Charizard.
I know it's Charizard. It's f***ing cool. But… I'm gonna get so many more cards for one card.
Yeah, if you're that young.
If you're like… I don't know anything. I was just like… I just want to trade my cards. Because everybody trade their cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh was crazy for me. Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yu-Gi-Oh was cool, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of these rich kids would like buy like a tin of…
yeah.
Packs. Oh yeah, I had that.
So what these kids would do… they would just rip them all up.
Rich though,
but… and rip them all open. Collect them and throw them in the air. So during recess time… all these like third, fourth, second graders are like… grabbing these cards in the air, like fighting each other. It was a crazy scene.
You're telling me you have billionaire kids doing a flex with Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Yeah, and they throw them in the air. Crazy. And these poor kids like me, like trying to like get the best one. And we're like fighting each other. It was like a scene from a f***ing Netflix movie, dude.
Yo, that's what so funny. Heck? It's like Squid Game, yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh Squid Games, version. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
God, you went to some weird school, man.
I went to a weird school, man. Shout out to Walnut Road Elementary.
My mom had like a… like someone that she knew that like… got like free Yu-Gi-Oh cards and stuff. And Pokemon cards. So like from when I was like young, like we just got a bunch of Pokemon cards.
Peniel's over here wiping his butt with Pokemon.
You know what he said?
He's cards.
Like, I've always asked for stuff and I've always got it.
Wow.
He's like, during Christmas, I asked for this and I just get it.
Wow.
Like, I used to be a spoiled little beast.
Yeah. Time out. I wanted to… What were your best or worst Christmas gifts growing up? Like what did Santa give you?
I don't remember.
Wow.
Like you said you got it whatever you wanted for like Christmas. What did you get that you were like, oh damn, I got this.
An Xbox?
Damn.
I hate you, bro.
Yeah, I know.
No, that was my best present though. Yeah, my worst… I don't think I had a worst one. It's just either you get something or you don't. For me. Yeah. But this guy gets Thanksgiving presents.
You get Thanksgiving presents?
I got it once.
Dude, we roasted
what
him
kind
so
of
much
for that. Privileged life you live in Chicago.
I got it once.
What was it?
What'd you get?
It was a Halo like 2 or something like that, oh I think. God. Halo 3 maybe.
Bro,
this is why I got a tech neck and you don't, because you just laying back in all your gifts. And I'm like, oh my God, please.
The tech neck came from the begging.
Oh, yeah, I used to be spoiled little
dude. Ask me what my best Christmas gift
was. What was your best Christmas gift, Derek?
Bro. I know you probably got an Xbox or Halo or whatever. You got Legos or something. Have you ever gotten the autobiography of Frederick Douglass from Santa?
Dude.
Have you ever gotten the hardcover edition of Benjamin Franklin's autobiography from Santa?
No way, dude. You're making this up.
I swear to you.
I feel uncomfortable just sitting next to him right now.
I don't think I should believed be like, in Santa.
But Santa isn't real, bro.
Have you ever had the Abraham Lincoln presidential book?
That's not real.
Santa. I promise you.
Oh my God.
This is what my Santa got me. And then Santa also… I think the first Santa I remember got me a game of Yahtzee.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game.
The dice game. And on the game box, Santa had written in Korean. And I was like, Santa speaks Korean? Yeah. And mom and I were like, yeah, there's a black Santa. There's a Korean Santa.
Oh.
It's like, oh, okay.
Korean Santa comes all the way to the States.
Yeah. And then I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he got me Abraham Lincoln's biography. And
that's not
like,
your best present, dude. What's your best one?
My best one?
Your most memorable one.
Don't even…
And maybe that's why you got into Boston College, bro.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's why you're Eric Nam.
Oh my God. Ask me if I ever read those books.
Did you read
those? Never. Ever. Not even a single page.
The hardcover got me though. Hardcover.
My worst Christmas… I don't even remember. Yeah. Probably like socks.
Socks?
Yeah.
Socks?
Utility.
I think I got… Yeah, I got like socks maybe.
Right.
Or like gloves.
Oh man.
My worst present.
But yeah. No, yeah. Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, gosh, let's move into best missions.
Happy New Year to you.
Guys, my family's not rich, by the way.
He's like scared, like
you guys made me sound like I was like Elon Musk level or some shit.
We're just giving Peniel shit.
Yeah,
for
my family's not rich.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's so funny.
Well, Tiffy asks us, what's one resolution that you set before that is your proudest accomplishment? Well, Eric doesn't set…
I don't.
Resolutions. Peniel doesn't have feelings, so he doesn't really care. Or do you? You have something to say?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
You have something to say? No. Welcome to the podcast.
Like, what about you?
You've said before that is your proudest accomplishment? Well, for this year, I wanted to put out my first ever album, like full length album.
Mm. Oh,
and I
did that.
So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So that's what I did. Yeah. That's nice. One.
I don't think I really like did resolutions.
I don't really do it. Look, my thing with resolutions is I'm like resolving myself to fail from day one. It's always like, hey, I'm going to lose like 30 pounds. I'm going to go work out every day.
You could do that.
No, I can't. I don't want to.
Live with me for 30 days.
No, thank you. Don't want to do that either. So, I mean, so I think for me, it's more of a general energy of like, oh, I'm going to do things that I want to do and like work at them really hard. And then maybe it works out. But like, I don't like the idea of feeling pressured of like, you
have to do this
or you're going to fail. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
How about
you pick up a sport?
You should play basketball, man.
I can't speak English all of a sudden. What do you mean?
Can
I play basketball? I don't know. I haven't played basketball since like middle school, dog.
Honestly?
Actually, you don't
look very athletic.
Yeah, I'm not. I used to be.
You did?
I was varsity 4 years soccer.
Oh, come on, man.
Freshman.
Dude,
on varsity.
Shut up with those fucking cans.
That's the biggest roast I've ever heard.
Don't ask me if my team was good or not, but I was varsity.
Hey, varsity's pretty
4 years.
That's pretty up there.
So I wasn't bad, but like I always, you know what it was? I always had like body issues growing up. Like I had tendonitis in my Achilles, my feet, my knees.
Do you have flat foot?
Flat foot.
Oh dang.
Or like it's like flat foot or it's super high arches or something like that.
Oh, it's like so, one or the other.
Like it would be like I remember I'd be playing soccer games and I would just like fall over because my feet would just swell up.
What?
So it's like once that started happening, like I just stopped like working out because I was afraid to get hurt.
Well, Park Ji-sung was flat feet.
Yeah, but
what are you gonna say about that?
I have high arches.
What's he got?
But I even got like shots like into my Achilles and like all this treatment.
It was serious.
For what?
I don't know. They're just like,
good thing you stopped. You might have ended up like me then.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I hope you're doing okay.
I don't know if I had like tendonitis or whatever you had, but
when are you back on like your normal legs again?
I would say like probably like playing basketball and stuff again. I probably have to wait like another like minimum 6 months probably.
Oh wow.
Probably.
All right.
Yeah, are you just doing upper body then?
Oh no, I still do legs like a little bit. But like because of my Achilles, like I can't go like crazy on legs.
Yeah.
So then I reduced weights on my upper body too. But then I don't feel like I'm getting smaller. So I don't know.
Got it.
Nice.
Muscle memory.
Yeah.
Got it.
You should start working out.
No, this is my muscle memory.
But he does work out. I've seen…
Don't work out.
You don't?
I don't.
This is all fake?
My workout is on stage. That's
his workout is drinking alcohol.
It's working my liver.
Working his liver. All right. Fiona asks… How do you celebrate in the new year?
Ooh. How do you celebrate in the new year?
I'm celebrating with a concert this year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a concert 30, 31st and the 1st.
Ooh,
so
fun.
December 30 and 31st and then January 1st. So then…
That's 3 days.
I guess that's how I'm ringing in the New Year's.
Nice.
Are you doing like the countdown thing with fans at the concert?
Probably too late.
We're probably not going to be doing it at that time.
Probably
going to end before then. But
got it. Sorry.
No, but yeah. If anybody wants to come to our concert.
Is there a New Year's like gathering thing in Seoul?
What do you mean?
Times Square. Stuff like that where they like…
I don't know. Where is downtown Seoul?
Gangnam?
Is downtown Seoul Gangnam?
Maybe in like Gwanghwamun?
Gwanghwamun. Okay.
I know a lot of people went there to watch the soccer game.
Yeah, maybe in Gwanghwamun.
Oh, the bell.
Dude, also Gwanghwamun area got like… Did you say they redid all of it?
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
No way.
Oh shoot.
So like the streets, it used to, you know, be like a weird like four-way.
Yeah.
It's only just two-way now.
Oh, what?
Oh.
And the rest of one side is completely walking.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yeah. They have sidewalks now?
See? Okay, yeah. See how it used to be like so many rows?
Yeah.
Now like it's only half of that.
Oh, I know, like because I know a lot of Korean people go and watch like the sunrise, right? Like the first sunrise.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that.
Yeah.
I've always been… inebriated.
Yeah. And then a lot of Korean people also watch like the bell thingy, right?
Yeah.
They count down. And then in America, it's like they'll watch the ball drop or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm in Korea, I feel like I'm having a drink with friends. We're doing like a champagne countdown thing.
Champagne countdown? Damn,
yeah.
All right.
And then when I'm at home, my parents are like, let's go to church. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, what?
And last year we did this like…
pray.
We did this like crazy FaceTime group call.
Oh. Because of COVID? Yeah.
It's COVID.
Yeah. So it was like 11:55. Everyone just started calling each other on FaceTime.
Oh.
So let's wait 5 minutes. And then… Hey!
That's
Happy New Year!
Cute.
And then everyone just goes off like one by one. They're just like disappearing.
That's cute.
I don't remember what I did last year.
If you had one thing that you want to achieve… This is not a resolution. This is just a…
Isn't that pretty much a resolution?
No.
One thing you want to achieve?
Resolution is like… I will do this.
Mm.
I think like… One thing I want to do… That's like a lighter commitment.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
I feel like it's a New Year's resolution.
Okay, fine.
I want to go on a road trip.
Ooh!
Okay. Yeah.
I want to go all around Korea. South Korea.
Oh.
Yeah. Just see like the other… Because I haven't been to the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been to like Busan like for like 2 days. That's it. I've only been in Seoul or like… you know, the other like outskirts.
Got it. So you want to do like a complete road trip, like yeah, with like a car?
I want to hit the top of South Korea. I think it'll be interesting. But okay. It's not as big as, you know,
like America.
Canada or America.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It might
yeah.
not be.
I mean,
that
you
bad.
Can like drive to the end, like the way bottom in like, what, like 4 or 5 hours, yeah. right?
In one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. yeah, like Busan, you could get there in like 5 hours, I think.
3-4 hours.
3-4 hour drive?
Yeah.
Isn't that like 3-4 hours with KTX?
It's like 2.5 with KTX.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's real easy. But it's just like a lot to see.
So like your road trip will be like 2 days.
Yeah, a lot of stuff to do. What do you want to do? Anything you want to do this year?
Oh, you know, I'm… Maybe like a road trip, you know.
Oh, yeah?
I hate you, man. I hate you.
Oh, yeah? Tell me where. Where?
You know, just like all around South Korea.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, maybe go up north a little bit too.
Oh, yeah? This guy.
No, it's good. I started watching the Korean version of Money Heist.
How is that?
Jong Ye-jip. And it's like… It's pretty much like… It starts with like… It's like Korea's like unified.
Yeah.
Like, with the start and everything.
Oh, the North and South?
Yeah, yeah,
oh.
yeah. It starts like unified and everything. So it's like… They like took the original like… Story. But then they like added like… A lot of Korean like stuff in there. So it's pretty interesting.
So you're gonna rob a bank… Is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Your,
what does that have to do with…
That's your… Oh. Got it.
Okay. That's my New Year's resolution.
What about… Yours?
Mine?
What achievement?
I wanna do… I want to book another like TV show or a film. That's like
acting?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, okay.
And then if not, I just want to go on like a 2 week vacation. That's all I want.
No one's stopping you, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of people stopping me.
Who?
People.
I want to be
a billionaire.
I thought that too.
I want to be a billionaire.
I like started taking vocal lessons.
Ooh.
Yeah, after I saw Eric, I was like, oh shit, you know?
Oh.
Like, no, but it was because of like for the concert. I wasn't sure because I can't dance. Then I was like, shoot, right. I don't know if I could do my own song like because it has choreo. So then I was thinking of maybe singing. So I kind of started because of that.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I'm just going to… walk around and just have like choreo, like the dancers like choreo in the back and stuff. So I ended up just going back to my own song. But then I started vocal lessons because of that. So then I was like, okay, like maybe like consistently keep doing vocal lessons.
Sure. How is it? Do you feel like…
It's pretty fun.
Do you feel it like helping out a lot?
Man, I don't know.
Because I've always thought about… I mean, do you take them?
No.
No?
He's Eric Nam, bro.
I know, no, but like it's to maintain the voice, yeah. right? Like to keep it healthy.
Yeah.
But no, it's time to wrap up. But
yeah.
Yeah.
What song are you learning right now?
Lonely by Justin Bieber.
Wait, how does that go?
Lonely?
Oh baby, I'm so lonely.
No.
Baby, I'm so lonely, 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 lonely.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you, Eric, for coming to Get Real and you know, talking about stuff with us today.
Oh, God.
If you have anything to promote, feel free.
I should have a new album coming out soon.
Oh my God.
Look out for a movie sometime. look out for Tebak show.
Ooh.
Look out for like a couple more interesting shows that I think we will be doing at Dive Studios.
Ooh, okay.
Nice. So.
Another episode of I forgot what that was called. He wasn't on it. He wasn't on it last
Fighting?
Time. Yeah.
You want to do that?
Nah.
What am Come I missing?
You. Let's do a fighting.
Huh? I got a free mic that doesn't work.
A mic?
Yeah, that was my gift.
Oh, at the end?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I think I got like a 5-minute date with Eric or something.
Bro, like why aren't you
doing that?
Yeah,
you're not in Korea.
Oh yes, I'm here right now. All
right.
Well, all right. Well, if you wish to watch this video version of this episode for free, Go to youtube.com/divepods. Once again, follow and review this podcast. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Peniel. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, guys. Have a great year,
see
guys.
You.
Have a wonderful 2023. It's going to be a great year. It's your year.
I'm so lonely.
Dude, it's my 10-year anniversary.
Oh, shoot.
Anyways, bye, guys. Bye.